This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Andrew Tate style ideas are driving an increase in relationship breakdowns, according to divorce mediators. Noelle Houghton is a divorce coach and founder of Your Divorce Coach. Noelle, thank you very much for joining us. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So are you seeing an increase in this in your practice, that people are coming to talk to you and saying that the influence of the manosphere, as it's commonly known, has impacted their relationship?
I think I see it in a different way. I think for me, manosphere is essentially, in my work, not something new. It's actually quite historical. And if we think about the newer generation, we're sort of seeing manosphere appearing now. That impact, I think, will happen later on. But certainly, in terms of sort of the clients that are coming to me now, manosphere has been happening for a while. It's the impact that it's been, you know, that attitude has had an impact in their relationship, hence the drive for the divorce.
So do you think that it's become more acceptable to use this sort of ideology when discussing what has happened to a relationship?
Yes, I suppose to expect, but I don't find, actually, interestingly enough, the clients that come to me explain that they don't use that terminology, manosphere. What they explain, they use other words such as toxic, high conflict, undermining of my role, lack of respect. And in more serious cases, we're talking domestic abuse, domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. And just talk to me about the elements that are involved here. Is it around extreme masculinity, the alpha male type, fitness, control of money, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. So if, and I know I help both men and women, but obviously for today's discussion, we're talking in the support of women and my female clients. So we're talking lack of financial transparency, have absolutely no idea where money is spent, how money is divided. They are requested to place a certain amount of money from their salary in a joint account to which they have zero access to. They are, of course, expected to handle the vast majority of the childcare. Their careers are impacted. They don't have the same relevance. They are undermined. They have no choices in terms of the big ticket things in life, such as house purchases, holidays. They're just demeaned. They are, you know, undermined. They're mocked, etc. So absolutely, that mm-hmm. is definitely what's coming through from my clients.
So when you're dealing with relationship breakdown in that context, the whole conversation yeah. must be around who's the winner and who's the loser here, which is, it's never going to be a good way to end the relationship, right?
No, there's never, well, in this breakdown of a relationship, if we go all the way through to divorce, there's never a winner or a loser. You know, we are always trying to get to some place where it's acceptable to both. However, you know, in these toxic high conflict situations, men are driven to demand the win. That's exactly the type of person that I'm dealing with, that they must win at all costs. And if that means destroying the female partner, that is absolutely what they will do. And if that is weaponizing money in the divorce process or the relationship or children, they will do that because they must win at all costs. And why? The persona has to be, I am the man, I will win. How dare you even attempt to try and think that you can be the winner here? The mm-hmm. persona, the ego is what's driving the win. And when I say at all costs, absolutely at all costs, and certainly to the children.
Now, I know you're saying that this is not something that is new. It has always been there. And I think some of the descriptions that you've talked about, people will recognize them and they will have heard about them for years. But I suppose what the Manosphere is doing is introducing all of those concepts and themes to a new generation.
Yes, absolutely. So what are we going to see in the future, or what am I potentially going to see from clients that, you know, have only been married a few years? We're going to see almost like a gender war going to court. You know, men, actually, what I'm seeing is a massive increase in representing themselves because they don't believe that any lawyer is going to give them the genuine belief system of the Manosphere. So they are driving that family court system themselves. They believe that it's biased against fathers, biased against men. We're also seeing a potential, you know, parental alienation as a weapon. So, you know, using again, once again, the driving the children against the mother, making them, you know, children believe that their mother's useless. She hasn't done anything. The man has driven everything. And also false allegations. You know, we're getting the Manosphere kind of, you know, driving this false allegations because they believe to some extent that maybe the court system will favour women. So the only way that they can win is to drive this negative narrative about the woman in every way possible.
Mm-hmm. But that happens on both sides, doesn't it? Parental alienation in particular.
Absolutely, 100%. And I'm a real strong advocate for this. I think sometimes we often confuse parental alienation to only be driven by the father, but not at all. The number of cases that I have of men that have been denied access to their children through strong false allegations that takes an incredibly long time to be able to prove are incorrect.
Mm-hmm. But are you seeing an increase in blaming women for all of these things as a result of what we have seen growing online?
I think so. I think there definitely is a, you know, the vast majority of my clients are coming to me are really worried. You know, I'm being accused of, my children are not listening to me anymore. My children have been told by their father that I've played no role here. But the father's telling my children that apparently I have a drinking problem or I have a mental health problem. That has been abundant. And is that increasing? Absolutely. Is that something that has always historically been there for my clients? Absolutely. And will there be a sudden increase in more of that as Manosphere spreads out more? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And how do you push back against that? You know, against those narratives, I have a drinking problem, I'm useless.
Yeah.
You know, how it's do you disprove so, yeah. those theories? It's very difficult, isn't it?
It's so hard. And, you know, this is the key aspect that my clients come to me because, you know, they're, how do I disprove this narrative that it just ends up as a, you know, he said, she said, and it's evidence. It's going for the tests, you know, the drug tests, the mental health tests. It's the woman then put in a position where she is having to go do all the legwork, all the hard work to be able to disprove. And you almost think, well, why should I have to do that in the first place? But it is. It's having to prove the mental health, demonstrate the GP statements. It's having to show that actually I am perfectly healthy, having to potentially even do a hair strand test to show that there are not high levels of alcohol detected. So it's evidence gathering. And I always say to my clients when they are in positions of where there are false allegations and pretty horrific ones, to stay calm, to stay grounded when our nervous system is telling us to fight, but to log everything and to actually believe that once, you know, these false allegations that arrive have to be documented. Where's their proof? There isn't going to be any proof. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just the narrative that they have in the way that they control your mind because you've been with someone abusive for so long, someone that has undermined you for so long that you no longer have that belief in yourself. So you believe every word that they say, but they're going to have to produce that evidence. So if you maintain your line, you have your records, you have your logs, ultimately that is what the court system will want to see.
All right. It's quite frightening, though, to hear it described in such terms, you know, and the advice being that you stay calm, you allow them to search for proof. It's very difficult, as you said, because your nervous system is telling you to fight to do all of those things. But it really is the sensible thing to do, isn't it?
It is. And to seek help, to do this on your own, you know, it's, I always say, you know, and I talk about divorce, yes, because I'm a divorce coach, but we can talk about relationships. But, you know, emotion drives everything, and certainly in divorce. So that needing to remain grounded, you know, trying to recruit the belief back in yourself. You know, clients that come to me that just go, I don't even know what I like anymore. I don't even know what right or wrong is. And if we talk about the manosphere and that strong male driven narrative that is, you know, my clients just swoop up, and that's almost how they think themselves. They get to a divorce process and they go, oh, but he did work, and so I shouldn't take his pension. Well, you were at home looking after the children. You were unable to further your career. You allowed his career to be driven and to be successful because you were the one at home holding the fort. Mm. So it's almost as if their own narrative gets confused because they've been told for such a long period of time that really their role is insignificant, when actually it's strong. So they almost feel like saying, I won't go for that. I don't deserve it. It's not fair. So, you know, it can have such a deep impact on emotion. No. And building your self-esteem is so important.
Noelle, thank you so much for your time. Noelle Houghton there from Your Divorce Coach. And I just want to bring you the Women's Aid 24-hour national free phone helpline, because I'm conscious that some of what Noelle had to say there may raise issues for people who are listening, and they might want to make a call to Women's Aid. And the number is 1800-341-900. 1800-341-900.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.